Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
And Carly's on my last nerve.
Oh my God. I'm sipping my coffee and she looks at me.
No. That is not, it's, she's slurping.
No, I'm not. And then I try to do it so small and then she didn't like that I swallowed. But like, I can't keep it in my mouth.
Carly, you're saying things that people don't usually do with audio.
Swallow?
Do you swallow loudly every time?
Ew!
Ew! You can hear it go all the way down your throat.
I don't know how else to swallow.
Like, quiet! With no sound.
I'm going to choke. I'm going to choke.
You all can't hear it because she's not putting the microphone to her trachea. But oh my God. In any case, I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
Pepper's here too.
Dean's here somewhere.
Pepper got kicked out of Dean's room.
School is out for the summer. Yeah. And Dean is always with me.
Well, Dean was out a lot earlier than everybody else.
Before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Before Memorial Day.
Oh, please. He went to school for 2 hours.
I know.
Oh, bye.
He went for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Sometimes. If he didn't feel like going, I didn't send him.
That's definitely his fault.
He's like, I want to stay with you. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, next year he's going to have a rude awakening when it's 7:30 to 2:45, 5 days a week, no nap.
Maybe start testing it out this summer? No?
Testing. Wait. I'm sorry. Maybe my throat just has...
And not only when she's trying to swallow quietly, it's painful to watch. Your face goes like this.
Well, right now I'm trying to do it quietly. So I'm holding it in my throat.
Why?
Because I'm trying to do it quietly.
Why are you yelling that?
Did you notice that I swallowed?
No, that was a good one.
Thank you.
I can give credit where credit's due. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Just so we're all aware.
Well, getting through the summer is a part of it, and it's going to be a long one.
It's not even the summer yet.
Why?
Well, I guess it is. Isn't it June 22nd?
Oh. See, I always think Memorial Day.
And I always think when the kids are done school. Kids are not. There's so many different ways to look at it.
Such is life.
Yeah, that is life.
All right, what are we talking about?
We are talking about summer fitness tips and tricks, some hacks to get you through the summer. I feel, and I think a lot of people feel, that once you get off your cool pepper, once
Pepper just hit the camera. Sorry, guys.
Once you start doing those, like, oh, want to meet us for happy hour? We're off. Want to meet us for brunch? Once you start that sort of slippery slope where...
Of having a life. Yeah.
Of having your life back and doing fun summer things, it's hard to stay on track and it's hard to stay motivated. And once you lose it, then you're like, okay, I'll just start in September again. So we're going to try and not do that and try and give you some ideas on how to, you know, keep it together, I feel like. Don't you feel like that? Once you're off for like a week... off your game, it's so much harder to come back.
Oh my God. Yes. 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but also I need to. And I feel like I really want to, but So any schedule changes is crazy. Now we also take this into account. We don't have summers, like summer with most jobs. It doesn't matter unless you're a teacher, or a dance teacher or anyone where the seasons matter to your
profession,
summers to us actually mean work harder.
Yeah, because the teachers are off and college kids come home and more people want to come to class. So it's actually people always say, oh, is the summer slow? And I say, no, actually, the summer's great for us.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people come in the mornings now because they're off and stuff like that. Yeah, so we get busier.
It's so great. It's truly great.
You guys need to start coming back out in September, though. September's so horrible. But we'll talk about that in September.
Cool. But yeah, so I say that because even though we're going to talk about like what happens when the summer happens and things change, and you might be thinking, well, nothing changes for me.
Right.
Like I do a 9 to 5, 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it is.
12 months a year, yeah.
But the mentality shifts. So I like summer Fridays, even though my Friday has been the same 12 months out of the year, because everyone seems happier. And the mental vibe of like a Friday is a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't change anything. Like the hours are the same, the workload is the same, whatever. But I just feel like there's a little bit of that like Jimmy Buffett vibe to everything.
You would.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
I would. I did.
I think I agree with you. I did work Friday nights throughout the year, so I don't work Friday nights anymore for the summer. So I like Fridays for that reason. However, right. I think it's easier to get up, even though we work on Saturday mornings, which a lot of other people work Saturday mornings too. It's easier to get up when the sun is up and the weather is warm and it's nicer. And I don't mind as much going to work at 7:45 in the morning when the sun is out.
Oh my God.
And it's nicer and people's maybe energy is lighter and they're just as happy.
Well, it's not energy like you care. No. Disapprove.
Well, when everybody's vibe or mood is happier, it's isn't that energy?
Yeah, it's like what I said about Jimmy Buffett. But thank you. No, I agree. I left class last night at 8 p.m. with it bright out, yeah. And I got to see Fit less than 9 hours later at 5:30, but it was bright out.
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
brighter.
It's an overcast anyway. Season right now, but it's not pitch black.
Yes, I know. And I think that makes a huge difference when people walk in the door in whatever job you have, an office or whatever. When it's nice outside, you feel nicer. You feel like a nicer person.
Yeah.
And that's why people move to Florida, and that's why people move to California and Sunshine States, because it makes you feel better.
And that's why I like spooky season.
Well, I walked in today and I was like, ugh, I can't take this rain anymore. And Victoria's like, I love it.
I love it. Like, I love rainy days every day.
And every I walked day. In completely the opposite.
I would do well in Oregon or Mm-mm. London.
And I would not come visit you.
Or Ireland.
Nope.
I would do well. Like I said. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. We're going to get actually into it and not let her respond to what I just said.
I'll respond later when it's irrelevant.
Numero uno, pack a go bag, which is really interesting.
I think this is such a good idea.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, randomly. At the end of class, end of yoga, we were walking out. Mind you, the go bag we were talking about was all of like Mary Poppins stuff you leave in your car on purpose. So somebody was talking about nail glue, and she was like, just in case, I'm on the go. If it's my real nail, if it's a fake nail, I use glue. And then if anything else I need it with, like nail glue can work for anything. And I was like, oh, that's such a good idea. I have a nail file in my car. I keep it there all times. I have a nail file at every office that I have,
oh
whatever.
Oh, God, no.
And someone was saying that they keep gift bags and tissue paper in the car. Because when they have to run for usually, which yes. It's turned into me too, on the way to the party, I have to grab a gift card. Like, I don't have it preset. So she said sometimes, like, with, you know, actual gifts, she's like, I keep them in the car because I always end up buying the gift and going, oh, my gosh, I don't have a bag. I have to buy another bag.
And that's so annoying when you know you have 10,000 at home.
Right. So she keeps them in the car. What's that's up, Kate really Zane? Glad you're back. So this is similar. Pack a go bag. Have a bag. Actually, Pedro does this. He has a gym bag in his car at all times. So it is a gym bag full of gym attire. I don't know exactly what's in your bag, Pedro, but what this says is sneakers, clothes, options like pants, shorts, t-shirt.
Right.
Deodorant. I have a deodorant in every place I need
she
to
does.
Be.
She does. Yeah.
But keep it in your car because you never know if like you're like, oh, I'm not going to make it out of work to go to the gym today. But then you do. Because the meeting got cut short and you're like, oh, if I had a bag, I could make it to class
right.
and change.
But now I can't because I have to go home and get my stuff.
Pack a bag. Yeah. Be prepared, Mary Poppins style.
I like that. I think that's a really good – and we're saying the trendy word hack. They're not hacks. Nothing is really a hack. These
Carly's,
are all
– Carly's a hack.
Wait, guys. You guys have to watch the show Hacks. Oh! It's so good. It's so good. But
so
that's,
good.
And she is not a hack at all. And that's how I feel like I am. Like, I'm a hack, but I'm not a hack. I am Jean Smart.
Ooh.
That's just my opinion.
I think you're the red-handed lesbian.
Lesbian?
Watch Hacks, everybody.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. She's no, actually not that woke.
I'm
Carly's not woke enough for that.
No, I'm Jean Smart. I'm the Vegas nightclub comedian.
Stripper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But for real, pack a bag. And they say that to do that in the winter too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an all season. But
No. For accidents. Like you should have a blanket in your car. And you should have warm things in your car if you get stranded in the snow on the side of the road so that you do not get hyperthermia.
Oh my gosh.
I always have a blanket in my car.
For as scared of everything as I am, why don't I do this?
You are not prepared for anything.
I know. I am prepared for nothing but scared of everything.
I gave you I gave you a preparedness book, didn't I?
Yes. How to prepare yourself for any...
Like survival or something.
For any... Event.
Disaster. Problem.
Yeah.
Did you read it?
No, I have it though, and I'll be prepared when that tsunami happens in Springfield.
Oh, no, you're dead.
For the-
You will run towards it.
Well, you know what? This is so off topic, but Lewis asked me the other day, Mom, if we had a tornado, where would we go? We don't have a basement. My basement is street level. Like we don't have an underground. You know how they say run to the basement?
Oh, geez.
And I was like, oh my God. I said, well, this is never going to happen here.
We had a tornado last year. No?
Shh, don't tell Lewis.
Or the year before, didn't it go through Chris and Don's house in Jersey?
Oh, yeah. It did. But we don't have a basement to go into, and now I can't stop thinking about it. I need to build a fallout shelter.
Above ground?
No, I have to go deeper. I have to get...
You can't. You're on top of a spring. You'll drown.
I have to go deeper.
Ooh.
Well, I got to figure this out for Lewis because he opened my eyes and I realized hurricane, tornado, we don't have a basement. Okay.
I think you need to build a cement shelter attached to the house above ground.
Above ground, though?
I don't know. What was the thing that Emily Gilmore had in Gilmore Girls? A safe hut?
Safe pot? A safe.
It's like you can walk into it. Like she had this
thing. It's literally like a bomb shelter.
Above ground.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need to get one of those. Can you buy them on Amazon?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. Number two.
Good. Mini. We actually had an entire episode about this. Mini workouts equals big workouts.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 15 minutes. That's all you have time for. 10, 15 minutes. Fantastic. Make them impactful. Not intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it impactful. Just make it count. Right, but 10 and 15 minutes, 20 minutes, change your mind to understand that that's okay. And then whatever you do is a step forward. So 10 minutes is 10 steps forward. Fantastic. Better than zero.
I also think just like, you know, a ring, like a stackable ring or a stackable necklace. This is how I think of it.
Okay.
You can stack your workouts. If you know that you have 20 minutes in the morning, do it. If you know at lunch you're going to get a 15-minute walk in, do it. If you know when you come home from work and you want to do 10-minute ab workout, do it. You can stack them. It's not like I only have 20 minutes for the day. Just figure out different times of the day that you can stack your workouts. And then at the end, you have a nice, beautiful ring.
You would think yourself more of a Pandora bracelet. Not in style anymore.
No.
But still works. Does the job.
Just collect those charms. Keep putting them on the bracelet till the end of the
Love
day.
It. I do like the stacking idea. I think that's a really good analogy. I don't think I would have thought of it like that. But that's true. Why not?
I looked at my rings and I was like, oh, what a good... I only have two stacked today. But I broke this one and I never got a third stackable for Dean. So whatever. Thanks, Andrew.
Man can't catch a break. So as we get hotter...
Yeah! Yeah, spring break.
Definitely not the lesbian from Hacks. As it gets hotter in June, July, and August in the East Coast, which really just means humidity.
It's so humid.
Now, you know, we're not going to talk about weather and temperature all over the place, but around here, if it's 70 degrees, but it's 80 degrees humidity, it's about like a million degrees in your body. So get up and out early. Like do your morning stuff before the sun really starts to beat. So if you're a walker or if you like to get your like daily walk in, do it early. Schedule it in early. Make sure you get it done so that it's off the list and you don't have to be like, well, it's noon. I do have lunch, but it's 95 degrees outside.
And also it's like, you know, it's on your mind all day. Like, oh, when can I get it in? When can I get it in? That's the same thing with scheduling. Make sure it's scheduled so that you know you have to show up for it. Schedule it. We've talked about this a billion times. Schedule it like a meeting and don't bail on the meeting because somebody texted you and said, hey, you want to meet for happy hour? Sure. After my meeting, AKA my class or my workout, or make it just as important either early or later around, you know, when the sun is starting to go down, which is later and later now. But
I see that online all the time. Like, you wouldn't cancel your doctor's appointment for a happy hour. Like, if you got a doctor's appointment, you got to keep it, especially these days, because you have to get it like 6 months.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But you're not going to be like, oh, well, I've had this appointment in the books for a while. You're last minute asking me to go get appetizers. Okay. Like, you're going to go, oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. I have a doctor's appointment. Like, why don't we do that with fitness workouts?
Well, there, you know, it's been a couple episodes since I've talked about a meme that I've seen. And this
meme. It's been none. It's been absolutely none. Zero.
And there's a meme of, like, you know, you can only see this woman's feet as she's walking in the dark. And it's like, oh, my God, why do you get up at 5 a.m. and work out? And they're like, no, Karen, I don't want to do this, but it's the only time I have during the day. And this is so important to me and my mental health that this is the only time that I have. And if that's the only time you have, then that's the only time you have. And if 5 a.m. is your workout, if 9 p.m. is your workout, neither time is a bad time.
No, just like neither time burns more calories.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Some people, that used to be like a thing. Well, you have to eat before this time of the day and you have to work out after you eat, but before this time, none of it is real.
Yeah.
It's all fake. Okay. Including Carly's hair.
My hair is not fake. This is all real. Wait, what? Like, there are no rules to my hair or my hair is fake. I forget which joke you were trying to land.
This is a multi-bun.
Karma's a bee. You made fun of me and your house is falling apart.
I made fun of you and your foot hit the table. Whoa, I should back off. Okay, we're moving on.
I keep looking out the window because it's about to go down outside right now.
Are there people?
No, like, it's about to thunderstorm. So if we lose power, it's about to go down. I'm going to get my bomb shelter. Do you have a basement?
I have a cellar.
We're getting in the cellar with Ann Eller.
And the dead bird.
And that's from Oklahoma, if you guys don't know who Ann Eller is.
And the dead bird's real. It's been there for 2 years.
Ann Eller is real.
Okay, we're really going to move on. Fitness, fun, consistency.
Cool.
And it's going down. It's raining.
Yeah.
So make your fitness fun, which means make it social, i.e., going to C-Fit Fitness.
Sponsored by.
Plug.
Sponsored by C-Fit.
It's a free sponsorship.
Yeah, they don't pay for ads in this podcast. They're so cheap.
So make your fitness fun in that sense of social aspect. So if you're going to C-Fit already, you're in the in crowd because the whole class is now are your friends, whether you know them or not. So if you're a C-Fitter, you know that that's true, where the entire class, we're all laughing together, we're all having fun. If you can't make that class, but your neighbor can go for a walk mm-hmm. with your neighbor, make it social, make it fun, and then keep it consistent. So keep it in your schedule, keep it weekly. Doesn't have to be, you know, exactly the same. Like our nurses, you got a different schedule probably every week, depending on, you know, what job you do. But you can schedule in when you're going to do said social, fun, consistent workout.
Yeah, that also goes for if you're going to the beach. You want to do paddleboarding. Paddleboarding is super hard and athletic. And that's a workout. Walking on the beach, running on the beach. It really goes for anything. We don't specifically mean, you know, I mean, we want you to come to C-Fit because it's really fun. But if that's not it, if you're away on vacation, you can still get it in. Because what we said from the beginning, if you're out for 2-3 days, it's so much harder to bring yourself back. So if you can move every single day, no matter what it is, you might not even consider it an actual workout, but it is.
I just had a conversation early this morning about scheduling in a rest day and the importance of scheduling in a rest day.
She wasn't talking to me.
Which could be, no, because you've actually been kind of doing it.
Yeah, not kind of. I've been doing it.
What's your rest day?
Doing it so hard.
What's your rest day?
It changes all the time.
But like, what is it?
Well, before, I never would take a day
off. Just answer the question. Stop projecting. Stop deflecting. Answer the question.
It depends. It depends on... I don't have an answer for you. I just know that I rest.
Okay, so she doesn't have a rest day. But the importance of a rest day to be scheduled in. That's a yoga class. That's a walk.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to yoga, Carly?
I tried.
April.
Okay, I tried. They took away the class that I love. I tried.
That's not why you didn't go in May.
Well, it was really hard for me because we were busy.
Okay. So the importance of a rest day is a walk, which could be with friends, is a yoga class, is a jog if you're a runner, right? It's just less than what you got to do. But I forget why I brought this up because it's a little different than what we were talking about. But the importance of scheduling that in. So the importance of getting the rest day in, getting the workout in on vacation. I think that's where it was coming from.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your schedule changes or the lifestyle changes for the moment.
Or your location.
Being on vacation. Got to keep it consistent or else you are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to burn out. So
we've done that many times and I think we're getting better at it.
I'm great.
No, yeah. No, congrats.
I rest all the time.
No, but when you do go on vacation, it's okay to vacate. And I have a hard time with this. It's really hard because we go to the shore for 2 weeks. Victoria goes for like a week and a half. And it's hard to just not work out because you don't really want to not – if you're going on a longer vacation – you don't want to just stop moving altogether because when you get back, oh my gosh, it is horrible to jump back into what you were doing 2 weeks prior. So yes, we work out on our vacations. I need to do a little less working out on vacations and vacate.
You did this year.
I did. It was amazing.
I will vouch for that. This past summer, you 100%, sometimes you only did like a 30-minute thing and then you were done for the day.
Yeah.
Went to the beach and it was done.
I think it's important to move every day. Because a body in motion stays in motion and that goes into your, 90s and 100s. But you don't need to overdo it if you're on vacation. You just need to do something. And that's a walk on the beach.
Puerto Rico is the first time I did not work out once.
Not once?
I didn't even pack workout clothes.
Yeah, but you walked a lot.
We walked a lot, which totally counts. That's moving. It was active. It was whatever. Yeah. But that's not the same. Now, you can say that to me. Because it was my vacation and not yours, you little bee. But it was kind of freeing.
Yeah.
It was freeing to a degree to not be like, okay, what part of the day can I get this in? I won't sleep in a day on my vacation to get my workout in. There's a piece to that where I was like, but I really need to sleep. So like you have to listen to your body, but at the same time, if I knew we weren't going to walk at all, I would have worked out in the Airbnb.
You would have done something. Yeah.
I would have like made a workout for myself in the room and then gone and did whatever the non-activity would have been. But that wasn't it. We walked every day.
Yeah. I don't feel like you came back from your vacation and was like, I'm back to square one.
No, but I was ready to get to a routine and like get to, working out again.
Right. It is nice to, we are routine people, and by the end of the vacation, the shore vacation, we're like, we're ready to eat again, like eat our food, and we're ready to go back to our scheduled workouts, because when you're off your game, you're off your game.
Wait, there's a video, a meme, a reel, whatever, that I'm going to talk about that reminds me of this. I think I sent it to Pedro, but it goes for this too, where it's a... it was a girl that was like, when you're dating a go with the flow person, and then you know how it goes like them and then you, she was like, oh yeah, me too. But like, could you tell me when going starts and where the flow is?
Oh my God, that's me.
I was like, Tis me.
Yeah, that's me.
Because he's very flexible, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, me too. And I am, but like, also, I have things I have to schedule.
Yeah, you're way more go with the flow than I am.
It's because I do a rest day, so I can.
Oh, okay. Right. Are you done?
No. Okay. Hydration, we're going to keep this quick.
Damn it, took one of mine.
Drink things. Drink water. But also, freeze grapes. And also, put frozen fruit in your drink, right? Just keep hydrated. Or eat frozen fruit.
Do you know what I read was one of the best? Now, I might try this. I don't know if I'll like it, but I read all about what fruits and vegetables have the most amount of water in them. So you can, I have a hard time drinking water. So
watermelon?
Yeah. So, well, that was one of them, but they said put watermelon. Sorry.
Oh, no.
They say put watermelon.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm saying watermelon, and I know people are going to be like, oh, you say watermelon.
She can't even say it correctly in jest.
Put watermelon. Watermelon.
Are you from New Orleans? I'm confused. What? You got like a Cajun accent or something.
I'm trying to be British.
Ooh.
Put that fruit in your water and you get double the amount of hydration because watermelon.
You're ruining the word. It has no meaning.
I need a tissue. Has the most, I can't say it.
Water?
Yep. In it. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to freeze some
watermelon
and then put it in my water.
Water.
But I also read that you should get Greek yogurt, pour it on strawberries and freeze them. And it's the perfect snack. You're getting hydrated with the strawberries. You're getting the protein from the Greek yogurt. And it's a really good snack. I'm actually going to do that today. It's like you just pop them in your mouth.
I like it.
Yeah.
I have one for you. Sweet. And also kind of goes with this. Freeze grapes.
Yeah.
But roll them in like tagine.
Wait, Christina just sent me this.
Oh.
Is this a thing? Christina, our Pilates teacher.
It's an option.
And I was like, where did you find this witchcraft?
Oh, I saw it on social media.
But grapes in the spicy sauce and you put them in the freezer?
So it's like a spice blend.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be like a sauce.
It's like chili lime sauce or whatever from Trader Joe's. But powder. It's a little spicier. Yeah, 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 spicier.
Stop calling it sauce. Sauce is something different.
You know what I mean. Is it gravy or is it sauce?
No. It's a spice blend.
Yeah, yeah, you shake it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when we used to put them in Jell-O packets.
Yes.
You roll your frozen grape in, which is actually a great sugary like moment without the sugar, because the zero sugar Jell-O packet is just that.
Sugar-free, yeah.
And you just have a little bit more flavor to the grape. It's like good for kids, too, if you want them to get more fruit in.
Yeah, it's, I'm like, going to try that.
Dipping it in Fun Dip without it being Fun Dip.
So if you need some of those hacks to drink more water, do it, because I find myself at the end of the night being like, oh my gosh, I didn't drink enough. And now I'm chugging water. And now I'm going to the bathroom all night long. And it is a vicious cycle that I live. And I need to change it.
Plan for the weekend.
You're still not done? Oh my God.
Just plan for your weekend. Plan for it. You know when the graduation party is. You know when the 2-year-old's birthday is. You know when you have things scheduled. Plan for it. Keep it to a schedule. Your weekends are not the time you get to live your life, and the Monday to Thursday is structured. Every day you get to live your life. Like, do not glorify your weekend. I just had this conversation this morning too.
Don't make me say it. Live your life. Hey, hey. Just live your life.
There was a better way.
There's gotta be a better way.
I thought you were gonna go, Gloria.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. What? You didn't? You gotta stick with it. Commit.
It's two and done.
Commit.
It's two and done. I got it. Plan for your weekend. All right. And then the last one, keep your why visible. And I wanted to make sure we got to this one because it's the one that no one's gonna do because they think it's silly and it doesn't really work.
Raising the roof.
Carly's quite literally raising the roof with her tissue. That's how much she thinks it's trash. However, she is the one that should do this for her rest days. Put it on a post-it. Write your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you getting up at the gym at 5 a.m.? Why are you making sure you get your walk in? Why are you keeping your food schedule limited to not eating after like 9 p.m., 8 p.m., whatever it is for yourself? Why? Why are you doing it? Write it on a post-it. Put it on the mirror you're going to brush your teeth in, because you're always going to watch yourself brush your teeth. It's just what we do.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Kind of. But it's a constant. So you're going to watch yourself brush your teeth. You're going to brush your teeth. And you read it. You read the post-it.
Yeah.
Every day you read your why. And if you're a teeth brusher at night, which I hope you are, do it again.
Yeah.
Read your why before you go to bed. It's always there.
Or a bunch of whys. I mean, there are a bunch of whys that I can think of. So.
Okay, get your post-its out.
I will. And I'm good. Well,
and take a picture and then we'll post them.
You'll post my post-its?
Got to do it.
Okay.
You have 1 week. Literally.
I'll just be in my fallout shelter.
All right. Those are your hacks. Those are your hacks to keep yourself committed to yourself this summer.
No, I have a couple more.
I know, but those are for me and they're the better ones.
Actually, they are the better ones. She took some of mine, but you know how we talked about non-negotiables? We've talked about that in episodes. You have to have like list some, at least three non-negotiables to get you to where you want to be at the end of the summer. And that doesn't mean I want to lose 20 pounds by the end of the summer. That just might not happen. I mean, vacations happen, life happens, but a non-negotiable, like Victoria said, is hydration. And that was my number one. If you don't drink enough water,
I don't understand.
Then you don't have enough energy. If you don't have enough energy, you don't want to go to work out. If you don't, you know what I mean? It's a, what's that called?
Vicious cycle.
Which I already said. And that was my number one, was hydration. And it has to do with energy, which Victoria doesn't like me saying, but I do know the word.
You didn't call it hydration station. I'm alarmed.
I did that in our water episode. I already said hydration station.
Alarmed.
Okay. Next one. Lighten up your meals. And I... Lighten up your meals. I thought this was a good one because if you're anything like me, I love the hot season. Victoria does not. I love, love, love being hot and sweaty.
Get some fat, and then you won't.
At all times. But sometimes when you are, and when it's hot and it's 95 degrees out, you don't want a huge steak and mashed potatoes. So a good way.
What?
I mean, it's just, for me, it makes me more hot. Don't you think that?
I would think you were an eat a hot soup in the middle of summer weather person.
I hate soup. If anybody serves me soup.
Okay, take the analogy to something else you would eat. Okay. I would think that you getting into a hot car with leather seats and feeling comfort would mean you would also eat really hot things while sweating into it.
Well, in my air-conditioned house, yes. But like, think about dining under the stars, right?
You would never survive.
So dining under the stars around here is eating outside in the summer months.
Nope.
And it is hot. And the last thing you want to do is have an enormous bowl of pasta in the heat when the sun is beating down on you. And that's just never fun. Just lighten up your meals. Make it more salad friendly. Yes, put your protein on the salad, but just fill your plate with more produce. And that is, I'm air quoting, a hack of how to stay on track this summer with your fitness goals. It's an easy way. Just quite literally lighten up the plate, make it more colorful, lighten it up, and not have a Thanksgiving dinner every night.
And then put chicken salad on it.
Yeah.
Or tuna salad. Or pasta salad. Make it fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I also, a non-negotiable for me is never eating outdoors.
Really?
Pedro knows that. I will not. I hate dining outside.
What is that called? Dining al fresco. Is that what that means?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I don't like it.
This is one Victoria did not mention.
That's good.
Because I don't want to repeat any of hers. Protect your skin. Now, this is something I am...
Like SPF?
Yes. I am becoming very much more aware of as I am about to turn 40. And every mole on my body... I know. Every mole on my body, I think I have melanoma.
Or maybe go to the doctor and get it checked out so you can stop thinking about it.
I mean, this is what keeps me up at night. Like thinking, oh my gosh, that mole, and it has now.
More.
But
I have not protected my skin for the majority of my life. Yeah. It's like we go down the shore, you get the big burn of the first day, and then it turns to tan. That's what I have done religiously for more than half of my life.
Also, that was what we did. Like, we weren't
right, but there's no really excuse anymore. Told.
No, I know. Yeah. Anymore. This generation's very different. They know better. We had tanning beds.
Yeah.
That we can't put blame on ourselves. But from now on it's on. Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't have a Playboy bunny from a tanning salon on your hip bone in high school, you did not go to school in the 2000s.
I did the palm tree.
Yeah. What? Who picks a palm tree? I always did Playboy bunny or cherries.
You slut. Oh, we know what you were like in high school.
I was a theater kid. The only person that was seeing that was me.
There you go. Theater kids are the worst.
My gay boyfriend. So
get out of that one. Keep going. Come on. Get out of it. Come on.
Pat's overseas. He's not going to see this.
He didn't see that on your hip either. She tried. She was like, come on, you want to see? Come on. He was like, I really don't.
I should have known.
He was like, Carmela, could you help me keep your daughter's pants on? Not you.
I'm dead. Okay. Protect your skin.
She started peeping the ears out of the pants. Yeah. You know?
I hate you so much. Anyway, we did not take care of our skin. If you are doing, I can't look at you right now.
Okay.
If you are doing those outdoor workouts to switch things up or you're on vacation, you have to use sunscreen. You just have to. And now, not only do you have to use sunscreen, you have to look at what's in it. So it's not just good enough to, which we did an episode on this. So go back and look about the look for the episode that has the sunscreens that you should be wearing. Because we did do an episode on this
zinc.
Last summer.
Anything with zinc on it.
But like, not only do you have to think about putting it on, you have to think about what one specifically, because a lot of them have like cancer-causing agents in them. And everything is just, feel like so many more steps. Like, we just got in a tanning bed. That's all. We just did it. I hid it from Carmela. Carmela would never have allowed us to go to the tanning bed. I had to hide it.
She let me.
Shut up.
She bought it for me.
What? Oh my God, I had to hide it. Dun, dun, dun. But anyway, don't forget to protect your skin, especially if you're getting to be my age.
I like to buy those. It's probably not cool, but the UV, like, long sleeve t-shirts.
It's not cool.
Cool. They're like wick material. You can wear them to the beach. Like, you get them for the kids. What are they called?
Yeah. The rash guard shirts.
Rash guard shirts. They usually are UV protected. If you're going to work out. I'm not talking about going to the beach. If you want to do a workout outside in the heat of the sun, I mean, be smart.
But, I mean, they say to put on sunscreen every day in the winter because the sun is just getting so unbearable for skin and stuff like that.
Or just stay inside because it's cozy.
All right. My last one is create a summer workout playlist or have your podcast lined up. It is so annoying to me personally when I'm like, okay, I'm going to go take my weighted vest and go outside, but I have nothing to listen to, or I don't know what I'm going to listen to, or I have to make a playlist and then it's 15 minutes has just gone by that I've wasted thinking about what I want to actually listen to. Have it ready the night before, the day before, like make it like you would your meals. Like have
plan ahead.
Plan ahead. I couldn't think of the word plan ahead.
She's all right. She's okay.
Tanning salons really going to my head. But yeah, plan ahead what you're going to listen to because that's just as important. Maybe you don't listen to anything and then you would be a serial killer. But
hey,
how do you walk or run without listening to anything?
As God made it.
No way.
It's easy. It's not. You're with your own thoughts. There's like things to do, you know?
No.
I don't like excess noise.
I know.
So, okay, put your judgment away. Okay. So it's nice to be able to have like 30 to 45 moments to myself in just silence.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to get through it.
I don't, says more about you than me.
I need to listen to something gruesome and murderous or else I cannot run.
I mean, I do that too.
How else do you run fast unless you have a fear that somebody's chasing you? And if that's how you get through your workouts, I'm with you.
Yeah, but Chief Madonna's not with you because we've already talked about this and you're a fool.
Or I go the completely other way. You all know my favorite podcast besides Fit to Be Real because I do listen to myself talk.
She sure does.
I'm like, can you email me the episode before it airs so I can listen to it on my workout? I love Smartless, but I also love a good NSYNC playlist. I will listen to old NSYNC albums when I walk or run.
I mean, whatever works for you. Yeah. I'm not judging you.
I feel like by saying that you are, though.
No. I think that's a great choice. I think whatever gets you through the workout, the run.
It's raining, so she's in a happy place.
Listen, I like those ions coming off. Water is super soothing.
That's all I have.
It's the balance, you know? That is all you have.
Plan your playlist like you would plan your meals, and it'll get you out the door faster. And then, you know, if you only have 15 minutes, you don't want to spend 15 minutes thinking about what you're going to listen to.
I've done that for podcasts of like just clicking through and realizing, oh my God, I've been here for 10 minutes wasting time.
Or listening to something for 5 minutes and being like, I am not interested in this at all.
Yeah,
and
I've done that too.
Like, it's so annoying. So you really do have to, everything is scheduled, everything is planned. Victoria's all for the go, for the flow, but some things.
I like to know where the go is and what time the flow is. Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
Sometimes you just, and I need to know at all times what everything is flowing and going.
I think the go with the flow flexibility is with the majority of just like how life should be. Like you just have to go with the flow. You don't have to like it. But like the other day, we had things we wanted to do on the Sunday and everything just kept getting
falling apart,
slapped out of our hands. Like, you want to do that? That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out for you. And then you pivot and then you find something new and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you go with the flow. When it comes to my workout and my food regimen, I cannot go with the flow.
You said pivot.
Pivot!
Sorry.
I can't go with the flow or else I have no structure and I'm spiraling and I'm flailing.
I agree with you. I think that is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard when I see people's like what I eat in a day or whatever. And it's all this amazing stuff. I eat very boring and I eat plain. I can spice it up a little bit, but I like the consistency of what I eat. And I eat the same things every day. And I like that. I go off of it when I'm out and it's fun to go off, but I really like the consistency of the boringness that I eat. And that's not for everybody. Not everybody can do that. So that's why I said I was going to post a what we eat in a day. That was sort of a joke because what works for me doesn't work for her. What works for her doesn't work for somebody else. Anything that we would post that said what we eat in a day, you shouldn't do that. You know?
No, I agree. I also think you need to explain boring. I don't think your salad that you've shown me is not boring. It's beautiful and it's most likely by the look of it, it tastes really good.
Yeah.
It's not boring food of like bland and cardboard to chew and get through. It's just
the same
every day.
Every day is the same.
I kind of do that. If I'm having eggs in the morning, I think I change it up, like depending on the vegetable that I have in my refrigerator and being able to put in the eggs, or maybe I use a different spice shaker. Like, it's not the same. It's an egg and toast, but I don't eat it the same way.
Right. And I'll have eggs, and then the next day I'll have oatmeal, and the next day I'll have eggs. Like, it's not that I can't go off what I, I'm not manic about it. I have my certain things that I like that are my go-to so that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's the consistency that I need.
Yeah.
So when you're on vacation and when you're not eating like that because you're in a communal house – and you sort of are ready to go at the end and be like, I need my consistency back. But I can't wait for vacation, having said that.
That's a different episode. yeah. All right. I think I do a lot of these things. I think there's some of these I'm going to take away and be like, ooh, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to freeze some fruit, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to make those Greek yogurt frozen strawberries. And the, what?
Why are you making the face?
Because it sounds gross to
it,
me.
No. It's like a little pop of, like instead of like.
Little pop of probiotics. I love a little pop of biotic, you know?
Listen, don't hang out with me if you don't want to eat some probiotics, okay? If you come over my house for game night, I'm handing you some probiotics at the door.
It is a toot and shoot night.
Oh my God.
It's probiotics.
Anyway.
Yeah, I forgot. Carly doesn't toot. It's not a real thing. And you're not allowed to either.
Would anybody like to go on vacation with her? Because this is 24/7, all day, every day.
I'm quieter on vacation.
She is, because the kids are loud enough for everybody, so she's very quiet.
Kids and Billy.
The kids and Big Billy, yeah. And so the kids go to the beach, and then she stays home for like another hour to get her quiet time before she meets us at the beach.
I'm just slow. I'm also just slow. I don't want to rush.
You are slow
you
in the morning.
You guys rush to the beach. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah, use these quote-unquote hacks. Help yourself out.
Watch hacks.
You are not... Yes, watch
hacks. Help yourself out.
Help yourself out. You are not... ow. You're not, like, floundering. And if you are, you're literally choosing to not help yourself out. You know what I mean?
I'm going to add one more thing. Somebody on our goal wall, I'm sorry. I know you love to like box it up in a little ribbon and I like to open it before we box it back up again. But
I like to save the paper to the wrapping and Carly's a crumple it
up. Oh my God. That's annoying. Yeah, crumple and throw. Somebody on our goal wall this year wrote, I want to stay consistent through the summer, or I want to make sure my summer stays the same, which is the same as stay consistent.
All good options, really.
I can't remember the exact words, but somebody said they don't want to fall off, you know, they don't want to fall off their game during the summer. And that's a good goal to have. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
I don't know, but Pedro just said your mouth fart noise has improved.
It's okay. He's our one viewer. It's fine.
This is why I'm dating him.
Thank you to this one viewer.
Thank you so much. Continue. No, but I agree. It says a version of that, and yeah. It's such a good one because
it is.
It's universal, I think.
And nobody wants to admit that once May comes and those happy hours, hey, want to meet for margaritas after work? Yeah, I'll do that. I don't need to work out. I'll work out tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and you've got and something else comes up, and then it goes down the line. To have that goal to just keep at it throughout the summer is a really good goal. I think that was Sarah's, actually.
Sob, Sarah.
You do that, all right?
She's definitely not anonymous. yeah, I like that. And you know what is a good tip now that you've unwrapped the gift that I tried to wrap? It depends on how – so if the keeping consistent and I want to do this for me and the self-love is, like, not a really good trigger for you to flip the switch –
like, it's not enough for you.
It's not enough. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I want that, but that doesn't help me do it, right? Mm-hmm. Monetize.
What does that mean? I mean, I know what it means.
Monetize your fitness and your health. So put a price to, if someone's asking you last minute to go get appetizers and margaritas, which, by the way, I'm all for.
Yeah, she loves a good...
give me margarita and nachos.
Mexican night out.
Or tacos.
Yeah.
I gotta eat lunch. It should be done. We keep saying this about, like, don't do the margarita. Do it, but do your workout first. Like, do not restrict yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. But monetize the night. So one margarita is about $15 right now.
Damn.
And that's on a cheaper
scale
restaurant option. Let's say it's tacos, right? Let's say they're $16 for two tacos. I really like this restaurant. That's pretty cheap. So that's $31.
Oh, you did that math really fast.
Damn. That's why I picked those numbers.
That was really fast.
So say you add another margarita, because you're never really having one if you're with your friends, right?
Right, you're having
then
two.
Then you add another one. So now we're over $50 for one happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. Happy hour drinks probably cheaper, so let's just pretend this makes sense. So that's $50. The class you just canceled, it's $10 to cancel, and it was about $20 to do. So you've now spent more money, obviously, on margaritas and stuff, and derailed your $30 workout. Then it goes into the next day and you've done the same thing because you're not going to work out. Now you've wasted food in the refrigerator because you got to throw it out. It's gone bad. You're monetizing your workout in your head. If you're a numbers person, this might work for you, that you are essentially losing money that you've already spent on your health. Then you get so far. Say this gets so dramatic and you go so far down the line.
Oh, the drama.
You're now 2-3 weeks into completely derailing yourself. You've got to spend more money on putting all those healthy foods back into your refrigerator. So the grocery bill is now higher. You probably might possibly have to go to the doctor. There's a bill right there. There's a copay. So it just, it adds up and it keeps going, right? I'm being really exaggerating. Like, I'm really exaggerating about it. But that $15 margarita isn't a $15 margarita.
No.
Is basically what I mean.
No, and I agree with that because when money comes into it,
changes everything.
It changes everything. You don't think that one $50+ meet up with your friends, canceling your class, can spiral, but it definitely can.
Whew.
And but we're also not saying not to meet up with your friends. We're literally saying do more things with your friends and activities.
Yeah, just do the workout first.
Yeah, but make sure that you don't cancel that doctor appointment. I'm doing quotes if you're not watching, which is your workout. That is a doctor's appointment. That is your workout is saving yourself from going to the doctors.
Yeah, it's your prescription.
Yeah. Can I write that?
You're not going to not take your medication.
I'm going to start writing prescriptions because I'm a doctor.
We hope that this has helped you and that you remember that you are always fit. To be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
You're welcome for cutting that off.
Well, to be fair, I'm a doctor of fun.
Okay, bye.
3 For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.